The following program is made possible by
First Stop Bail Bonds, LLC. One call, that's all. Located at 2323 South Troy Street, Building 1, Suite 230, Aurora, Colorado, 814. You can also reach us at 720-266-8525. Si hablo español.
720-266-8525.
What's up? Welcome to Jay's World at StandUpColorado.tv with my special guest, Clarence Lee. What's up, Clarence? How you doing?
Man, I'm doing good, man. I gotta tell you, it's a little hot in here, man.
Yeah, it is. It is.
It is. It's hot in here, but it's raining outside.
That's crazy.
With the sun shining.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yeah.
Looks like you can enjoy some of that rain.
yeah, I am, man. I love the rain. I like the rain.
Hmm. It's nice to hear. I don't like the rain. I like the sun.
All right. So you in the wrong state for that, man. We need to go to Cali. We need to get out of here and go to Cali or go to Arizona or Florida.
Yeah, Florida. And that's where I want to go.
Yeah, I want to get out of here when it gets cold. By the time it gets cold, I want to be up out of here.
Yeah.
So how you enjoying? You excited about your new show, man?
Yes, I am. Kind of nervous.
Man, that's all right. I was nervous when I did my very first show, too.
You were?
Yep, except my show was live on the air right then and there, you know, and I couldn't go back and take no second takes or nothing like that. It was what it was. Whatever I said out of my mouth, that was it. So get used to it, man. You've been practicing it all? What have you been doing to prepare for this?
I've been taking videos of things that I'm doing, and like a couple days ago, me and my mom and my sister went to a Nicki Minaj concert, and we videoed.
Oh, you went to go see Nicki?
Yeah.
Man, I was supposed to interview her, and I don't think they, for whatever reason, she didn't have time, or the management, we couldn't get the everything didn't connect together the way I was supposed to, and I didn't get to do that. So, dang, at least you got to go see the concert. What was it like?
It was pretty fun. It was loud. There's a lot of people there. So
I bet it was, man. So how many people do you think they had packed in the arena?
At least like 50,000, maybe.
50,000 people?
On like the sides of the stadium. And
Okay.
The
so they had people outside too?
I don't know. But they had like their radio stations outside.
Which radio station was there?
107.5, I know, is out there.
Okay, yeah, 107 was there.
Yeah.
Okay, did you go talk to any of the DJs from 107?
No, I didn't talk to anybody. We just walked in.
So was it a good concert? Did she?
Yeah, it was a good concert. She talked about a lot of things and stuff like that. And then like Ray Shmurda was there, and Tinashe came, and they did a concert. That was pretty cool too.
I don't even know if I even know them. I ain't even heard of these names before. What happened to Teddy Riley and? I know that's a little before your time too, but it's all right. So you 13 years old, man, right? Is that right?
Yes.
And you're going to middle school?
I'm in eighth grade. I'm about to go to ninth grade.
So this year you going to the ninth grade?
Yes.
Uh-oh. Look out, ladies. This dude right here is looks like he's going to be the Mac.
Wish.
How many girlfriends you got?
Zero.
Good answer, my man. Good answer. That's all right. So, you playing any sports?
Yes, I'm playing football, and then I might do track.
You might do track? You think you're pretty fast, huh?
No, just shot put.
Oh, just shot put?
Yes.
So you haven't done something like the long jump, or done pole vaulting, or
I've done all that stuff, but I don't jump high at all.
Oh, you don't jump high at all. So that's keeping you out of basketball then.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it must be that head weighing you down. I'm just playing, man.
And don't make me get on your buckets.
Oh, that's what's up. All right. I think you just about ready. You just about ready. So, tell me about your family, man. Who's all your family members, man?
My dad, my mom, and then I have two sisters. Three sisters.
Three sisters. Yes. You're trying to forget one of them, huh?
No.
So, what are their names?
One is Simi. She's the oldest one. And then I have Sierra is the second oldest. Well, out of the girls, and then Royal, my baby sister, she's 4.
Stay it on your nerves?
A little bit.
Come on, man. You can say it. They ain't going to hear this.
A little bit.
So, which one is your favorite sister? You have a favorite sister?
Royal is my favorite sister because she's the one that really I play with.
That's the one that's closest to your age?
No. My other sister, Sierra, she's 11.
Uh-huh.
So she's like right there. We do a lot of stuff, but she kind of gets, she goes with her mom a lot.
Okay. So what have you been doing for the summer, man? What's been your...
Other than the concert, we went to Elidge's, and then yesterday we went to Waterworld, and we had fun.
Man, how was Waterworld, man?
It was really fun. We did a lot of rides. We did most of the rides.
Oh, okay. So they got the water rides or just like the slides?
Water rides and slides and stuff like that.
Man, I want to go on that slide. Did you go? Did you go on the big slide?
Yeah.
The real long one that they're talking about they just built?
The red one? I mean, the yellow one? The yellow?
I don't know what color it is, but I just know it's they built a new slide. Huh. And it's supposed to be long and fast and fun. And
yeah, because there was one that was fast and it was long.
Okay.
But it was yellow and black.
Man, I got to go. Before the summer's in, man. I love Waterworld, man.
Hmm.
I do. Oh, shoot. I like it. I'm a big kid. For real, though. I'm just a big kid. I don't think that's ever going to change. I'm going to be 60 years old. Come on. Let's go play. So, tell me about... a little bit about your school, man. Tell me about your... I want to know about your friends. What do you got to say to them right now?
What's up, guys? I told you, Quasi, that I was going to be here today. Hi. I didn't really get to see you today, so I didn't tell you. Sorry if you're listening. What's up, Horizon? Just giving a shout-out.
Mm-hmm.
Hope you guys can tune in to what we're doing this week, next week, on Thursday at 5 o'clock.
That's what's up. That's what's up.
That's about it.
All right. Well... y'all are going to be able to hear this. You're going to let them know also. They're going to be able to hear this on ctkradio.org. Download the app called TuneIn on your cell phone, right? And you want to tell everybody at your school, all your teachers, friends, family members, what have you, go and download the TuneIn app. It's called TuneIn. And you download that application, and you can listen to the radio station from your cell phone.
Okay, I got you.
Okay, you know what I'm saying? That's important. So, okay. Other than that, man, you about to go back to school.
I'm already in school, my friend.
When did you start?
Yeah, today.
Today was your first day. Tell me about your first day of school, man. What happened?
Well, not really. Not a lot happened. All we did was get a lot of papers from teachers and, like, for the parents to sign.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Do they still have that whoop your booty slip if you're acting up in school? Do they still have that slip?
Yes.
They do?
Yeah, but it's not a whoop your booty slip. It's a referral.
Oh, it's a referral slip.
Yes.
Oh, so they don't give you the paddle like I used to get back in the day?
No, they can't do that no more. It's illegal.
Man, see, that's what's wrong with this generation, I think, sometimes. Y'all don't get it like we used to. Bow! Woo, be right back in the next day. So, are you? What's your grades like?
We haven't gotten grades yet, but they are good.
That's what I'm talking. Last year. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, what was your favorite subject?
Science was because we got to dissect a frog.
You got to dissect a frog.
Yeah.
Yeah, I remember that class, man, and I didn't pass that class at all.
I actually liked it. I enjoyed it.
I think my frog wound up stuck on the wall somewhere. I wasn't going to dissect the frog. Forget that. What else is your favorite subject?
That's really it. I liked history. Well, social studies, last year, it was okay.
What was so, social studies, what did they teach you in social studies? What was your, the biggest thing you liked about social studies?
It was about Egypt.
Egypt? Really,
and yeah, we learned about Egypt and like King Tut and stuff like that, and like the buildings, and how old they were.
Right.
Yeah, that was about it though. We didn't, that was a big project.
So, do you ever join like the science fair where you have to create stuff and then turn it in for a prize?
Well, they didn't do that this year.
Oh, they didn't do it last year?
Yeah.
So, do they have like a music program?
Yeah, I'm in band.
You in band?
Yes.
Oh, now here we go. Now we got something to talk about. So, what do you play in the band?
The baritone saxophone.
The baritone saxophone.
Yes.
So, how long you been doing that?
So this will be my second year. Doing that
second
one.
Second year?
Yeah, but I've played the alto saxophone.
Okay.
For sixth grade.
What's the difference between the two?
One's bigger, one's smaller, and one sounds different. Like, one sounds deeper, one sounds higher.
Which one do you like the best?
The baritone sax.
The baritone is the one you like the best.
Yes.
So, when you're in band, right?
Mm-hmm.
And the drums kick in.
Yep.
Do you ever turn around and go, wow, listen to that?
No, well, my first time I did, but that was about it.
And so it just went away, and you was like, yeah, shoot, I'm on this thing. This is
yeah, well,
me.
Like, when we have our concerts, because we had different classes.
Right.
So the concert would be, like, all combined. And before that, we'll have, like, everybody from the drum set and stuff like that come together from both classes.
Mm-hmm.
And that's when it'll all turn around like, oh, wow, that was nice.
Right, right. So y'all got two different band classes?
Yeah, but now it's all put together. So there's like 30 people in our class.
Wow, wow, wow. So it's just y'all play for like the Christmas plays and stuff like that?
Well, we have our next concert is on November 4th, and that's at Smoky Hill High School.
So why are they having it at Smoky Hill High School and not at your high school? I mean, at your middle school?
I don't really know why. They just told us that it was going to be at Smoky Hill. And then, it's a bigger school. That's one of
the reasons. Okay, so the school that you go to for the middle school, the auditorium is too small to house all the parents and so forth to come in and watch the concert.
And now he also said that when we go there, there's going to be more than one school. So, like, Laredo's going to be there.
Oh, okay.
And we're going to, and the Smoky Hill Band is going to play one. And then after that, everybody likes Laredo and Smoky Hill and Horizon Middle School is going to play one big song together.
So how are they going to get that all practiced together? I mean, that's crazy. That's going to be good. What's the date on that again?
November 4th.
November the 4th. All right. So y'all might want to write that down on your calendar to go check that out on November 4th.
Yes.
What else you got going on, man?
That's about it. Otherwise, football. Football just came out. Go Broncos, obviously.
Broncos. Okay. All right. Better than them Raiders, huh?
Yeah. Oh, my gosh.
Oh, that's all right. So what position you play?
Nose guard. Yeah.
So you be putting a hammer down then. You disrupt the front line.
Uh-huh, you know it.
Yeah, yeah. So last year, what were some of your stats? Like, how many tackles did you have?
I don't really know. I didn't really get to see it.
You didn't, they get to show you your stats?
No, they didn't show us our stats.
See, we're going to have to do something to change that kind of stuff, man.
Yeah.
I think we need to bring that out some more so these kids have something to feel like that they have accomplished. How do you not tell them what their stats are? That's important because we're all competitive. You know, hey, I had 55 sacks. How many you had? 13? Yeah, so you want to get out there and try harder next year because you know what your numbers were last year and you want to try to be better than the numbers that you had last year.
Right.
So, man, we have to get a stat counter or something, man. I don't know how we're going to fix this, but I think that needs to be...
We might have one this year.
You might have one this year?
Yeah, we might, but I'm not sure. Because, you know, Snoop Dogg came out here, and he's doing his own little Snoop League, so... Mm-hmm.
Tell us about that. I haven't heard a whole lot about that.
Really, it's just Snoop Dogg bought the AYL, Royal Youth League, football league, and, like... this is a lot stricter now. Like, there's going to be a lot more coaches and refs and stuff. So, like, I get they might have stats this time.
Yeah, it sounds like they're going to take it a little bit more serious.
Yeah, and then they said
before.
Yeah, they said there's going to be all at high schools, all the football teams going to be at high schools games. And, yeah, that's about it.
Okay, okay. Good. So, you got any favorite teachers?
Not really, because we just met. But one of my favorite teachers was this one girl named Miss Jones.
Uh-oh, Miss Jones.
Yeah. That's one of the reasons why I like her, because she's a science teacher.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah, that's also one of my favorite subjects.
So we know you're going to be getting an A in that class.
Right.
Right, right. So take us to commercial, Jay. This is your show. This is Jay's World. Take us to a break. How are you going to go on that break?
We'll be right back. Welcome back to Jay's World on StandUpColorado.tv. My special guest, Clarence Lee, is back with us. What's up?
Man, it's been good, man. We've been having some fun so far, man.
Yeah.
Hey, I understand you have a sponsor already, man.
Yeah, I want to thank First Stop Bail Bonds, LCC. One call, that's all.
LLC?
LLC.
Yeah, there you go. You all right, you got it.
Limited my ability. One call, that's all. Just want you to shout out to him. And
got let's a phone number?
720-266-8525.
All right. So be sure to call First Stop Bail Bonds if you get in that situation. So let's talk about how we could keep more kids like you out of that situation. You know what I mean?
Yes.
So what other kind of stuff do you do, or what does your dad do to help you stay out of trouble?
Really not hang out with the wrong crowd.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, sometimes I'll stay in or do something productive.
And productive, what's that to you?
Fishing. Building. I like to build things with
really?
My hands.
Really? What do you build?
Like, my latest creation that I've built was, like, a table. It was a really nice coffee stand table.
Really?
Yes. It goes in my dad's room. And it's like has a nice TV on it and everything.
Wow. Is it leaning to the side at all?
No, not at all. All the measurements are correct.
Yeah, you know you gotta. So you must like math then, in a way, right?
In a way, yeah. I don't really get the X plus Z plus equals.
Oh, man.
I don't really get that, why we need that in.
Right. I don't get it either. I never did like it. Never will like it. Just give me the calculator. And what is this Y? What is this supposed to represent? Tell me what that is and I'm good. So that's good.
Well, what is?
Why?
What do you mean?
The X, Y, Z?
Oh, I have no idea what that is.
That's what I'm saying. We don't, none of us know. So what else do you do? Are you do you play video games? Are you into
video games. That Grand Theft Auto is pretty nice. Call of Duty. I'm waiting on I forgot. I think it's like Ops something.
Oh, so, Special Ops or
no? It's like Special Ops 2 probably is Special Ops. I don't know.
I don't like those first. I don't like those games. I like to watch somebody that knows how to play them.
Yeah, because I die all the time.
I can't play. I can't shoot straight for nothing. I'm like this the whole time. People walk up to me and stab me in the neck, and I'm got to start all over again. So,
yeah.
It's fun to watch somebody that really knows how to play the game.
Yeah.
You play against people that are online?
Well, really, I just did the campaign, and then I go like to a friend's house or something, and then I'll play with them because they know how to play.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
So I'm not really a video game guy. I just do it when I'm bored.
You don't play any of the sports games on?
I used to, but I'm not really like. The football is okay. We only have 2K 08, so I don't really play that.
Okay, well, shoot, that Madden is, I've always loved that Madden, boy. Yeah. Me and my friends get together and we get in the room talking trash to each other, playing John Madden all day long.
Mm-hmm.
All right, all right. So, are you into cooking? Do you, what kind of food do you like?
I like all food. I'm like, I'll experiment on food.
Really?
Yeah, I'll taste any food, basically.
What do you think about the new Burger King chicken fries?
No. I don't think it's pretty good.
I saw a commercial for the chicken fries the other day with the chickens talking to each other.
Yeah.
And I thought I'd lose it. It was hilarious. You got to watch this commercial. As a matter of fact, I'll show it to you on YouTube later on after the show. It's funny.
Mm-hmm.
So, any special TV programs you like to watch? What do you...
I like nature, so I watch a lot of Nat Geo Wild and really? Shows like that, yeah.
So you're into animals?
Yes.
What's your favorite kind of animal?
A lion.
A lion?
Yeah.
King of the jungle. King of the jungle.
That's what I am. I'm a Leo.
Oh, you're Leo. Leo the lion.
Yes.
Okay. There used to be a cartoon back then, Dave, in case y'all didn't know that. okay, well, some of his listeners might not know that. I'm just letting everybody know there also used to be a character called Clarence the Cross-Eyed Lion. Y'all ain't know about that, huh?
I know about that one. You're really telling yourself now.
Okay, hey, I ain't afraid to tell
them. So how much did you get paid? That's what I want to know.
Oh, I just want to know that y'all, hey, I'm just turning 23, yeah. So.
Oh, no. Stop it.
It's okay. So, Jalen, tell me something that you want to do with this show, man. What's your real focus on this show? What do you want to do?
I kind of just want to get worldwide to let some parents know in like the other states than other than Colorado,
mm-hmm.
'Cause some parents are really hard on their kids, and the kids just when they get older they just break down, and like it's hard for them to control their anger sometimes.
What do you think a lot of the people that may have anger issues, where do you think that comes from?
Sometimes I think it comes from, like, dead family members and stuff like that, or just stuff that just happens and they don't want to talk to anybody to let it out.
How important do you think it is for a mom and a dad to be together to raise a child? How important do you think that is?
I think it's important, but women do it all the time.
So you mean you women raise children by themselves all the time?
Most of the time, yes.
Okay. And do you think that has an effect on a kid at all?
Some kids, but not all, because that's like really all they knew.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe it doesn't, but maybe it does.
That's something maybe you might want to talk about on your show. Talk to other kids, you know, kids that have both parents living in a house and then kids that don't. And then sit around and talk about how they're living and what's going on in their minds and what they're thinking about.
Yeah, I like that.
You like that?
Yeah.
Okay, well, cool. So we're coming up to the end of your show, man. Are you having fun?
Yes.
All right, good. So let everybody know when your show is going to be running, and I'll help you out if you don't remember all the days.
It's going to be running every Thursday at 5:00.
Okay.
And my sponsor is First Stop Bail Bonds, LLC. One call, that's all. Thank you.
All right. So also be sure to tune in on Saturday at 5:00, on Monday at 5:00. And again on Wednesday, that's right, 5:00. So, we'll be seeing y'all. And, hey, Jay, take us out.
We'll see you guys later.
Peace.
The preceding program was made possible in part by
First Stop Bail Bonds, LLC. One call, that's all. Located at 2323 South Troy Street, Building 1, Suite 230, Aurora, Colorado, 814. You can also reach us at 720-266-8525. Si hablo español.
720-266-8525.
And produced by CTK Media Services, a division of Christ the King Radio Ministries.